In Proverbs chapter 21, verses 3 and 4, we find these words: "To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. A haughty look, a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked are sin." Let's approach this passage with a question. What must we do to be acceptable to our Lord? Solomon says that there are two things or two characteristics that must be present and active in our lives: the individual that is doing or performing righteousness and justice will be accepted in the sight of the Lord. One might also ask, does living a righteous and just life excuse us from living sacrificial lives to the Lord? The Apostle Paul in Romans 12 and verse 1 encouraged the brethren that they present their bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. Solomon didn't say that sacrifice was not required or unimportant. He said that if our lives are without righteousness and justice, then sacrifice has no effect. It is performed in vain. One might also ask, what exactly is righteousness? How do I know if I'm doing or performing my life in a righteous manner? Psalms 119 and 172 says, "My tongue shall speak of your word," the word of God, "for all your commandments are righteousness." Romans chapter 1, beginning in verse 16, Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also for the Greek." Verse 17, "For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." To do or perform righteousness and to be found just in the sight of God, one must first learn from the Word of God. They then must be obedient to the Word of God and live faithfully in accordance to His Word and His will. When one does these things, they will be found righteous and just and will find favor in the sight of God, and as well are then able to present themselves as living sacrifices, holy, acceptable to God. Solomon went on to say in Proverbs 21 and verse 4 that a haughty look, a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked are sin. In other words, those who possess arrogance and foolish worldly pride will not be found righteous nor just and will not be accepted by God in their sinful state. Let us choose to know, to obey, and to practice daily the words and commandments of our God.